Perashat Teruma. It is the parasha that discusses the collecting of the monies in order to build the Mishkan, which obviously was an expensive venture, being that it was made up of a lot of gold, a lot of silver, and other expensive materials. So it is customary to talk about some of the laws and the concept of giving charity. As the beginning of the parasha opens up, the Be'er el B'nei Yisrael v'yikhuli teruma. Already, Borei Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the Jewish people and tell them to give a donation, to give teruma for the Mishkan. And the Pasuk writes, v'zot teruma shetikhum me'itam, and this is the donation that you should take from them, zahav v'chesef unhoshet. You should take the gold, and you should take the silver, and you should take the copper. So I heard once from Hacham Avadya Yosef, may live and be well, that the Pasuk over is hinting to us the not only the donations, what they brought, but it's discussing the different levels of givers. And he says there are three types of charitable people. There are people that are Zahav, and there are people that are Kesef, and there are people that are Nechoshet. What does he mean? There are certain people that give when they're healthy, when things are good. They don't have to wait until troubles come and problems occur. They have a good heart and they're very generous. These people are like Zahav. Zahav is Rashi Tevot, Ze Hanoten Bari. The giver is healthy. Then you have another guy, when he's healthy, he doesn't see a reason to give. Only Chas V'Shalom, when he gets sick or something happens, or he's in a dangerous situation, now he feels that he has to give some charity in order to redeem himself. This fellow is Kesef. Kesef stands for Kishiro'eh Sakana Poteyach. When he sees danger, then he opens his hands. And then you have a third guy that even when there's danger surrounding him and he's going through crisis, it's Kapara. He's so stingy that he still won't put his hand in his pocket to give charity. When does he give charity? Only when he's on his deathbed, when he no longer can give himself anymore, then he has to instruct others in his will to give out money to this place and money to that place. This fellow is the third level. He's called Nechoshet. Nechoshet Rashi Tevot, Netinat Chole Sheomer Tenu. The giving of a sick man that says Tenu. He has to instruct others to give because he himself was too stingy to give in his lifetime. And therefore, the Torah is instructing us in this week's parasha to be from the level of Zahav, and not to wait till Kesef or Nehoshet, till troubles befall us, or Chas V'Shalom, we're not going to have the Zechut to give on our own. Zeh Noten Bari. We must train ourselves in the parasha to give when times are good, when things are good. It's maintenance, as the Pasuk writes, Ustakat Tatzil Mimavet. Tzedakah is preventive medicine. As the Pasuk writes, that it actually can save a person from death itself, all the more so from troubles and sickness and hardship. And therefore the Pasuk is telling us, Zahav, that we should give in a generous fashion at all times.